They've done it under Stalin, under Lenin, several times. They have made peace with the West and gone ahead in their own way, looking out and attending to their own business of socialism in one country, five-year plan, new economic policy, whatever it may be. I don't say that that would necessarily be a lasting solution, but I think it is always a possible one, and that if you were to have even 5 or 10 years of relative tranquility between ourselves and the Russians, that during that time the world, with all that we have in the way of science and invention, could pull itself up to a point where a war would not ever again be the imminent thing that it seems right now. The United States has never been stronger, certainly, than it is today, and we're going to be stronger yet. But one of the secrets of strength is the knowledge and wisdom to withhold that strength. No matter how strong you are, you can't be strong everywhere. And one of the things we have to watch particularly is this home front. Hitler and Napoleon showed us the futility of trying to attack Russia. Shows that it cannot be done, an invasion of Russia. If you try that, you're just swallowed up and defeated in the sheer size of the country. Both Hitler and Napoleon tried it, both failed. I hope we learn from that. Now, it may be that Stalin has also read the history of Hitler and Napoleon, and he, in turn, might also learn what Hitler and Napoleon learned the hard way, that you not only cannot conquer Russia, you cannot conquer the world. And if Stalin is going to set out with any idea that he's going to conquer the world by force of arms or any other way, of course he's going to fail. No one man, no one movement, no one party, no one country can conquer the whole world. It's a crazy, mad delusion, and if that's the one that Stalin has, eventually he's going to crack up on it. But the question is whether we may crack up at the same time, whether we would be lost and destroyed in the general cataclysm. I think that in this month of February, perhaps the best final thought I can leave with you is we're celebrating this month the birthdays of George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. If we go back to their times, look back at the times in which they lived, those men, when the American Revolution started and when in the years before the Civil War, they didn't see where it was all coming out. They didn't have any blueprint of what sort of an America there was going to be 20, 30, 50 years after their time. They did the best they could at the time they lived in. I think that's the same problem we face today. We're going through a long period of change. It began back in the First World War. This is a greater crisis, a bigger crisis than Washington or Lincoln went through. But in a way, it is a comparable crisis in that it is so long range, you can't possibly predict it all and blueprint it all and plan it all. All you can do is the best you can from day to day. And in our case, I think that best just consists of this, of keeping strong and keeping our heads. Thanks for listening to me.
You've just